I'd like a burger, please.
Oh, sorry, Antonio, I'm closed for lunch.
That's when you make all your money. Why would a lunch counter close for lunch?
I'm writing a speech on how to run a successful business.
Is that the speech for the Chamber of Commerce annual luncheon?
Yeah, how'd you know?
I was their speaker last year.
You were?
Well, actually, the topic was a little different. It was the American dream. Don't hold your breath. Anyway, read me what you have so far.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I am thrilled and honored to be here. One of the most difficult aspects of running a successful business is juggling your professional life with your home life. It's especially hard for me because my husband also owns a thriving business.
Come on, Mr. Jeffries, I'm not that many payments behind. Can't the bank please carry me for another week? Please! Please!
Hey, Joey, is everything okay with the business?
What?
Sure.
Yeah, well, why would you ask a crazy question like that?
All right, well, my last two flights were canceled. I keep getting these weird stares when I go to the bank. Every time I pass Faye, she whispers, "Remember the good times."
Come on, you know Faye. It's like this every slow season. She's like Chicken Little, you know? Joe, the sky is falling. The sky is falling. Well, look around, man. Is the sky falling?
Joe, the plane is missing. The plane is missing.
Hey, calm down, Chicken Little. Calm down. No.
The plane is not missing. Joe, tell her the plane is not missing.
It's not missing.
You see?
It's been repossessed.
See?
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, why would the bank repossess our plane? We've missed one lousy payment.
It wasn't just one.
Well, how many payments did we miss?
Three.
Well, why didn't you tell me we missed three payments?
Because we actually missed five.
Five payments? Well, why didn't you tell me? What am I, some little brother of yours you have to shield from the truth? I'm your partner.
All right, it was eight.
Eight?
That's not all. I had to dip.
No more. I can't hear you.
Brian, stop it, okay? That's not the worst part. The worst part is that...
Oh, them golden slippers.
The worst part is that I've been dipping into Helen's in my personal account, and I didn't tell her.
Oh, wow. So, what do we do now?
I don't know. I tried everything. If we could just find a way to pump a little cash into the airline to get us on our feet again.
Right. We need a cash pumper.
Maybe I could find a financial broker. You know, a guy who could hook us up with some investors.
Right. We need a hooker.
It's not going to be easy. I just hope we can find an investor in time.
We will. We're just going to hang tough, not fall apart.
Yeah, you're right. Huh? We're strong, right?
Yeah.
We can get through anything.
Boys, I'm afraid I have some bad news. They're cutting off our
electric. Oh, them golden slippers. Oh, them golden slippers.
So when's this Clayton guy coming already? I'm starting to get nervous.
Yeah, well, you should be. We've been turned down by every bank, credit union, and investor on the East Coast. He's the only one that showed any interest.
What are we going to say to him? I mean, how do you talk to a multimillionaire, you know?
All right, listen up. I've done some research on this guy. Right. He likes his whiskey. He likes his cigars. He is a real man's man.
Sounds fascinating.
No. See, that is a real sissy thing to say. Fascinating. He hears that, he is out of here.
Oh, well, okay. Now you got me all flustered and insecure.
Brian, I'm warning you. You stop using words like that. You have got exactly 4 minutes to become a man.
Oh, no.
I'm begging you. Do something masculine.
Joe, Mr. Clayton's plane just landed.
Okay. Gonna be okay?
Yeah, I'm gonna be fine. I'm fine. How do I look?
Oh, Helen, that looks gorgeous on you.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I mean, the minute I saw it in the window, I said, this is the perfect outfit for Helen to give her speech in.
Casey, it's $700.
So what? Just do what I do. Just, you know, tuck in the tag, don't spill anything on it. Then when you take it back to the store, throw it in their face and say, this smells like it's been worn.
Hey, Joe, come here a second. What do you think?
You look very nice.
Nice? Oh, are you kidding? That dress is fabulous.
Fabulous?
What did I tell you about using those kind of words?
Joe, guess who's coming in gate one?
Who?
Nobody.
No, what do you mean nobody? What's going on here, Joe?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
Nothing.
Joe, there's something going on. You have been acting strange for days. And why are you dressed like that? Are you meeting someone?
Joey, let's go.
Look, Helen, now is not a good time.
Oh, my God. It's not another woman, is it? Oh, please, don't let her be another woman. How can she take anything with that?
It is not another woman.
Oh, okay. Look, I'm strong. I can take it. Just tell me.
I can't tell you now.
Tell me.
Okay, here it is. Sandpiper's bankrupt, and I used up all our savings trying to keep it going.
Oh, no! No!
Joey, come on.
I've got to go.
Oh, help!
Mr. Clayton, it's a pleasure. Joe,
you do know there's a wailing woman attached to your leg.
Well, every airport's got them. Run along now. No more pamphlets.
You can't talk to me, dear. I've been looking to join a cult.
Mr. Clayton?
Après-vous.
Now you're just doing it to piss me off.
Thank you for coming, Mr. Clayton. Glad to see you're the kind of guy that does business man to man. No officious little bean counters getting in the way.
Actually, my entire entourage is in a Tokyo hospital after eating some bad puffer fish.
Wow, isn't that the kind that'll kill you?
Yeah. Me, I just shook it off.
Anyway, let's get down to business, shall we?
Thank you.
Mr. Clayton, my brother and I have prepared a little presentation we like to call The Sandpiper Story. It all started out with an airplane. An airplane and a dream. An airplane and a dream. And a man called Joe. The year was 1988.
Gentlemen, let's cut through the guano. We all know the reason I'm here is because you guys are in the dumper.
What makes you say that?
From what I've learned, the bank has confiscated your plane and your credit rating is a joke.
Is that why you came here, to humiliate us?
No, I have people on the payroll to do that. Now, give me one good reason why I should bail you boys out.
Because we're an established company and I think...
Joe, wait, I'm... May I? Please. Mr. Clayton. We just need a lousy stinking break.
Just one! Lousy break, Davis. Dirty, rotten, unfair world.
Brian.
Where they will cut you like a bug, you know?
Shut up. Well, look, I'm a big believer in second chances, and I think this airline has a lot of potential. But your biggest problem is you're undercapitalized.
Exactly, that's right. We're undercapitalized. So just how much were you thinking of investing?
Gentlemen, I don't invest in companies. I buy them.
No, you don't understand. Sandpiper's not for sale.
Right now, Sandpiper isn't even in business. Look, I'm offering you a chance to get your plane back in the air. I think you might reconsider. I'll have my business people fax over a copy of my proposal. I assume you have a fax machine.
Sure we do. Just send it over to Ollie's Drugs. I gotta stop by there and pick up some cream rinse. I mean shampoo. Condoms.
I'll be on the island for 24 hours, which is exactly how long my offer will last.
Well, Mr. Clayton, I'm sorry you came all this way, but the airline is not for sale. We will never be that desperate.
Why, Joe? Why? Why couldn't it have been another woman?
I'll be in touch.
Don't miss.
Joey? I got a way out of this.
What?
I don't know why I didn't think of this sooner.
Scratchers!
We are gonna scratch our way out of this mess.
That's your big idea?
You got a better one?
All right, scratchers!
Yeah? Ah, damn, nothing. Goose egg.
All right! What'd you win?
$2! Tides are turning.
Hey, Joe. I know you're in trouble, so I want you to have this. It's all the money I have in the world.
I don't know what to say.
Say nothing. The look in your eyes is all the thanks I need. Oh, wait. I am so embarrassed to say this. I just remembered I'm a little low on gas. Do you mind?
Of course not.
I almost forgot. One more thing. My nephew Carlos, first Holy Communion is Sunday. I got his gift on layaway. May I?
Sure.
Oh, gee. Where is my hat? Tomorrow is the first of the month. My rent is due.
Antonio, I really don't need...
No, no, my friend. That's yours.
Hackett, could I talk to you for a minute?
Not right now, Roy. Pretty busy.
Look, Hackett, I know you're under the gun, and I want to help you out. I've got the cash to keep Sandpiper in your hands. Here's my proposal.
Really? You'd do that?
Hey, we're friends.
30% interest, that's pretty high.
Well, you're kind of a risk, pal.
Late penalty, plane reverts to Aramash.
My accountant just threw that in there.
And what is this with you and Helen?
Hey, that only kicks in the second year.
Get out of here, Roy.
Joe, we have to talk.
Look, I know what you're gonna say, okay? I screwed up. You know, how could I spend all our savings without telling you? I'm an irresponsible, selfish idiot.
No argument there. That's not what I wanted to say. Joe, ever since we were little kids, we came to each other with our problems. Why didn't you talk to me?
Look, Helen, I'm sorry. I just thought I could handle this alone.
But this didn't happen to you. It happened to us. Look, from now on, we're going to be open and honest and tell each other everything, even if it's unpleasant. Like, say, I ruined a $700 outfit, and now we have to pay for it.
Honey, you don't have to make up stories just to make a point.
Oh, you just see right through me, don't you?
Look, I know what I did was wrong, but I didn't know how to tell you that I lost everything. I was ashamed. And you know, now I feel trapped, and I'm scared. I don't want to sell the airline to Clayton, but I don't see any other way out. I don't know what to do.
I do. We can sell the house.
We can't sell the house. You love that house.
Yeah, I do. But I love you more.
Joey, the fax with Clayton's offer just came in. So what do you want to do?
You know, I was just thinking about the day I opened up for business. I was standing over there behind the counter, and I remember thinking, oh, what the hell am I doing? There is no way this is going to work. Huh. And then this sweet old lady walked up. What was her name? Mrs. McGuire. She says, can I have one for your flight to Boston, please? She hands me a $20 bill. The whole flight, I am holding on to that 20 so tight. And I couldn't believe Sandpiper was in business. And at that moment,
anything seemed possible. You know, later I even had that 20 frames, so I'd always remember what that felt like. Come to think of it, you know, I haven't seen that 20 lately.
Well, scratchers don't grow on trees.
Eight years I've owned Santa Piper, Brian. Put my life into this business. How can I sell it?
Half of it's mine. You don't think it's ripping me up, too?
Hey, you already signed it.
Yeah, but it wasn't easy. Listen, Joe, you got another option. I'll take it.
Helen said she'd be willing to sell the house. Ugh. Here, give me your pen. Well, looks like Clayton just bought himself an airline.
Surprise!
Hey, Joey. Plane's back.
It sure is. Oh, did you miss me? I missed you.
I hate when he does that. It freaks me out.
Brian, we did the right thing, right?
Yeah, we sure did.
I mean, look, even though we're employees now, we're still pilots.
Hey, man, it's what we love to do.
And the important thing is, we still have the Sandpiper name. You know, that name, Sandpiper, that means something to people. That is what matters most.
That's right. And even though Clayton's our boss, I don't think he'll exactly be hands-on with our airline. I mean, this guy is the definition of silent partner.
Hi, boys.
Oh, wow, Mr. Clayton, we were just tickled to see you. What a man would say that.
Anyway, I just wanted to wish you luck before I shove off.
Well, thank you, Mr. Clayton. We're really grateful for the faith you've shown in us.
You're welcome. Before I go, I want to introduce you to someone. Joe and Brian Hackett, this is my son, Cord. He's just out of school.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, just out of school, huh? Well, you must have a lot of big plans.
Yes, he does. Cord's going to be running Sandpiper. He's your new boss.
What?
You report to him, he reports to me. Are we clear?
Mr. Clayton, can we see you in our office? You tricked us.
Yeah, I thought we were still going to be in charge.
Gentlemen, with all due respect, no one buys a bankrupt airline because they're impressed with the current management.
Well, you know, I don't care. We want out of this deal.
You signed a contract. Now, if you have any further questions, I suggest you direct them to Cord. It's his airline now. Been a pleasure, gentlemen.
You know, we're not going to take this. I'm going to rip that contract up.
Yeah, good idea, Joe. A boob like that would never have made a copy.
Oh, look who's here. The boss. Now, let's get something straight right now. I built this airline from the ground up, and I'll be damned if I'm going to let some snot-nosed little punk come in here and start giving me orders.
Oh, wow, that was loud. Could you hate me just a little more quietly?
Oh, great. You're trashed, aren't you?
Was trashed. Was happy. Was not here. Hey, look, I am working on a serious hangover here, so could you just kind of point me to the Sandpiper VIP lounge? I've got to lie down.
Well, there's plenty of room out on runway, too. Just put your head on the big white line.
You know, I'm picking up a little toot here.
All right. Let me tell you something, okay? I've worked with Joe here for the past 8 years. And if there's one thing we Hackett brothers don't go for, it's nepotism.
Yeah, that's right. Now, what qualifies you to run this airline?
Okay, that's a good question. Now, what qualifies me to run this airline? It's a really good question. Anybody?
Look, we all know that the only reason you're here is your father bought us out and shoved you down our throats.
You know, that has been the welcoming speech at, like, every college I've ever been to.
Every college? How many of them have there been?
Well, let's see. I started off at Harvard. Boy, it's hard there. Then there was UCLA, USC, SMU, NYU, UNLV, and... Well, it didn't really have a name, but it was a sort of university slash brothel outside Guadalajara.
Okay, look, you're just going to have to call your father and tell him this is not going
to
work.
No, this has to work. Okay, if it doesn't, my dad's going to cut me off.
Well, I'm sorry, but that is not our problem.
Actually, it kind of is. See, because if I bail, there's no more airline. And he'll just pull the plug on everything.
Wait a minute, what are you saying? That we're your little science experiment here?
God, I hope not. I flunked science in like 6 colleges. Okay, look, bottom line is, I need you, and you need me. Come on, you guys, everything is gonna be fine. Hey, first off, I just wanna say, I have a tremendous amount of respect for what you've done here. I'm not about to ruin everything you've worked so hard for.
Good, finally you said something smart.
Oh, by the way, that sandpiper name, it's gotta go.